And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
You're tuned in to The Right Place Today, the Voice of the Earth Radio Network. We start with breaking news about the legendary red-tailed hawk Pale Mail in New York City. Then tell you how you can win a Toyota Prius and do the right thing. Then we introduce a way to explore and plan your next hiking adventure. And more when we return here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Hey, welcome all of you. Today's show feels like it's coming to you live from our New York studios. If we had some, but actually we're in San Diego. Well, here's how it's going to work today. We start out with a breaking news story emerging near Central Park in New York City. And we talk about the Wild Side News stores and then we can learn about some great gear and books and art. And then we explore the new American dream, which we are going to inherit, if I have anything to do with it. But get ready, because you are all invited to use your great wisdom and win a new car! That's right. With just 10 words or less, you can find yourself driving a new Toyota Prius. And you won't have to wait long to find out if it's you. So stay tuned into our second segment to find out the details. And in segment 3, we all need to get out more onto our trails and hike and enjoy our wondrous lands. For many, we want to, but we don't really know what trails we have in our own backyard. Not any longer. Or when you plan a trip and want to know what trails would be best for you, how do you find out? We explore the new online trail guide and mapping service of trails.com. But right now we have a breaking story that many of you may have heard already about in the news. And so we have on line 2 a gentleman, Lincoln. Lincoln, are you with us? Oh. Lincoln, are you with us here?
I am here.
Yes. Lincoln, out in New York City, where you are right now, are you on the street right now or are you someplace else?
I'm right in front of the Hawk's Nest.
Okay.
Central Park.
Okay. Why don't you tell us this story? First of all, let's talk about Pale Mail and how it is that you've spent so much of your life focused on this one bird.
Pale Mail, you look into his eyes and you get hooked. He's an animal. He's a bird. He's a hero. You look at him, you realize this is someone true, man. This is not some celebrity who would, you know, fool around with some prostitute somewhere and disappoint you somewhere. This is a bird, it's real. You look at him, you know there's no disappointment to come. He is a true hero. He's not a politician. He does his thing, you watch him, and you feel good deep inside of your heart. He is my hero. That is how I spend so much time on him. I take all my vacation I have. I just practically took time off from work indefinitely until this stuff is resolved. That's the kind of effect he has on me.
Well, let's tell the story here. First of all, tell us briefly, summarize the story of Pale Mail. How is it that Pale Mail has become such a legend in New York City and literally around the world?
Pale Mail, apart from being a very big bird that you can't miss, I mean, you see a beautiful cardinal, you want to take a picture of him. There's a bird with a 52-foot wingspan flying around. You can't ignore him. He's wide, he's not as big as an eagle, but he has a flying pattern. He's just a beautiful creature to look at. He came here in 1991, in the spring, winter of 1991, and tried to build several nests, which failed. The first one that actually worked was on this building that we're talking about now. The nest was taken down in 1993, which was the first attempt. It was taken down. The building was forced to put it back up. No one thought he was going to go back to it, but he did. He did, and it stayed there for 10 solid years, produced 26 chicks. in it. He, after 10 years of everyone watching him, little chicks being born, flying and everything, he just became an institution. People pass by, look into telescopes, they look at TV shows, a movie was done about him, they read books about him, and maybe it says something about people too. They're looking for a hero and they found it in him, and that is why he became so famous.
Well, I know I was out in New York in Central Park about a year ago, and I saw a gentleman sitting in Central Park with a huge telescope, and then there was a computer, and there was a little video screen.
That's
and
me.
Then that was you. That's exactly right. And I was thrilled because I'd heard about Pale Mill. He is a legend, and I have no idea how many millions of people around the world are familiar with this hawk and his story and his progeny and his mates, and you actually have a website called palemail.com where you've been posting over the years hundreds of pictures, extraordinary pictures that you've been taking with this, and it's a passion of yours. I was so thrilled to come to New York to see the telescope, and there I saw on the screen there was Pale Mill. As a matter of fact, there was a Pale Mill and his mate. Well, now something happened 2 days ago that to me represents one of the most extraordinarily stupid, self-centered actions I've ever heard. And there's a lot of stupid things happening on the planet, but this one is so unfair to us and to the world. Tell us what happened.
2 days ago, it was very rainy. No one was in the park looking at the nest. The building decided, here's our opportunity. They called in a construction company. I mean, this decision was made before, of course. It's a co-op board with 13 members. They voted on it. This is information I got from the management, from the Brown Harris Stevens. A decision was made to, he just landed. He just landed.
Landed in the same spot, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you watching this with your telescope right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is he carrying a twig? I mean, this is going to be part of this story.
No, he just landed.
My goodness.
No one was in the park looking. This was the opportunity. They got this window washing equipment, rigged it up from the building, zipped it up there. A neighbor saw what was happening. To tell you how much, it was a rainy day like Tuesday, so many people's eyes are still open. Neighbor saw it, immediately called me. I was having breakfast, late breakfast, hopped in a cab, came over, looked up, saw these two Mexican guys and the window washing equipment putting the twigs into plastic bags on it. I started screaming, yelling. I called 911. I called 311. They, you know, transferred me every which way. I finally got onto some official site, which I believe was the Fish and Wildlife people. I said, please send some official. If they don't do something, I'm going to climb this building and stop this. They said, oh, where's the nest located? 74th Street and 5th Avenue. Oh, we know about this. They're not doing anything illegal. That nest is inactive. I'm like, inactive? What are you, crazy inactive? I have video, I have photographs of this 2 days ago of them putting twigs on their nest, getting it ready for the next season. What do you mean inactive? He said that is not the information he got from his lieutenant, falconer or whatever, who visited the nest. I'm like, I don't know who that guy is, but he does not exist, because if he did, we would certainly know him. We're here every day. So
it's astonishing. Go ahead.
Basically, they got false information that this nest was either abandoned or inactive, and they gave this building permission to take this nest down.
I find it unbelievable that people whose responsibility it is to protect these animals and their nests, this is a protected animal, and that somehow in the process of going through this permitting process to take the nest down, they didn't have the awareness of...
They did not do a proper investigation.
They couldn't
have.
Absolutely
not.
I mean,
it's not some pigeon nest somewhere in somebody's backyard. This is a very visual nest. Everyone knows about it.
Yes, they do. It's hard for me to understand.
It was a lie. It was a lie. Now the poor bird is on the raw concrete trying to put twigs that would not hold. They were so nasty about it that it's a curved surface where the nest is built. So in order for those twigs to stay up, there was some pigeon spikes originally installed there many years ago, and he used those spikes to weave his twigs between it, and that is what is holding the nest up. They're fully aware of this, and in cleaning the twigs off the nest site, they remove these spikes too. So now if he tried to put twigs on, they would just fall right off. There's no foundation to hold it.
How many millions of people do you think have witnessed and become friends with Pale Male and his progeny?
I can't count the millions, man, but I could just count me, you know.
That's
and
fair enough.
I'm not going to let this go unnoticed.
Well, now, it's made the national news in New York. From what I understand, as I am, people all over the world are truly disturbed by this. You know, you and I talked about this, and what I don't understand, it seems as if there are sort of two kinds of people. There's many more, but there's two kinds of people. Some people who understand this extraordinary connection with the wild creatures, who understand that these are beings that have awareness, that connect with us, have so much that to give us and that we can benefit from, and then some people who just seem to see them as if they're objects.
Right, but you know what is their complaint? Their complaint is that the hawks, and this happens only in springtime when there are babies, the babies are instinctively trained to go to the bathroom outside of the nest, which is so remarkable too. They, you know, put their little butts outside, they go out of the nest, and it falls on their green canopy on Fifth Avenue. So the canopy is loaded with little white spots, and that is unsightly. They have to clean it ever so often, and sometimes it falls on the sidewalk, and God forbid they have to see that before they step into their limousine. So this is their complaint. They also complain that they find dead, you know, carcasses of pigeons on the sidewalk. Pale Male always cleans his garbage up. It's a ritual. He takes his garbage out back into the park. Yeah, I'm sure once in a while one would fall into their garden. It's a dead bird. It's like a bone. And that is their complaint. They cannot bear to see the sight of a carcass on their sidewalk or pigeon or bird droppings on their canopy.
Now, last night apparently people gathered in a vigil. Tell us what you can about that.
It was very beautiful. It was a lot of people who even passed by, you know, people who even live next door, like really, you know, affluent, wealthy people who saw what was going on. They came over and talked to us. Some, you know, one of the limousine drivers from the very Hawk Nest building came over to show his support. Tonight is going to be another one at 4:30 at 74th Street and 5th Avenue. And it's not like a protest or anything. It's just people standing up there looking up in disbelief.
Does anyone know where Pale Male and his mate...
I'm watching him right now.
Yeah.
He's flying.
Where did he sleep last night? Does anyone know?
Well, you know what? They don't sleep in the nest normally. They always sleep in trees. The only time they sleep in the nest is in springtime when they're babies.
Uh-huh.
Or when they are eggs. Once the eggs are laid, then they sleep in the nest.
Gotcha.
But like right now, they're going to the nest to put twigs on. Every day they check on it. Because in order to start mating, they have to have their house first. So that nest has to be important. They're doing what is called a pre-mating ritual.
Yes.
Pre-mating ritual, they're flying with their legs extended downwards.
Uh-huh.
One would turn upside down and they hook each other, balance and swing.
That sounds...
It's like the most beautiful thing to look at. And that is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. They were getting, at this point, as a matter of fact, as you say, they were in this process of the pre-mating, and the building of the nest was critical to the process of fulfilling the mating,
right,
and ultimately offspring. And I'm just, I would guess that this is going to totally destroy that opportunity this season.
No, it's not. It's not going to do it, because we're going to do something about this.
But what are you planning to do? What are you hoping to accomplish next?
Something, I don't know what. I'm not like an ornithologist or anything. I'm just a Pale Male lover.
Mm-hmm.
And something has to happen. I'm not going to see him not being able to have a second, another season.
Do you know
if, 10 already.
Do you know if Has there been any sort of dialogue with the owners of the building that to try to resolve or come to some sort of...
The only person who talks very, very well with us is Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
I mean, she came downstairs, she was crying, you know, she waved from a window. She's the only person from that building who has any compassion or any thought and consideration for this. And she's the only person who voted against this. Well, her husband, anyway.
Right, she was one of the members of that co-op.
Yeah.
Yes. So, let's let people know where they can go if they want to learn more about Pale Mill.
It's the Audubon, New York City Audubon, NYC, Audubon, AUDBON .org.
Okay.
And there's a petition there that we're signing. If you go to my website, palemail.com, palemale.com, you would have phone numbers for the mayor, for all the public officials. You would have links to the Audubon Society. And just call people, man. I don't know, you know, just call them. And this is wrong. This is Christmas time. There are cranes right now putting up Christmas trees and everything else, you know, everywhere. You know, all we need is some spikes, some pigeon spikes screwed back into that pediment on that 12th floor so this hawk could continue having his nest.
Well, what a loss to humanity. This to me was one of the grandest stories, a romance between the wild creatures and humanity. And so many millions of people have been inspired by the tale of Red Hawk in the middle of the metropolis. Lincoln, good luck. We'll keep in touch with you. And if there's anything that we can do, you let me know, okay?
Thank you, man.
And what's happening right now as you look up? Can you see Pale Mill?
He's flying. He's flying just in a circle. He's very high up.
Okay. Thanks, Lincoln, for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Want to return? We're going to move on over and talk about it.